Welcome back, everybody. And tonight we're going to be talking about the topic of a sandwich generation. So these are investors and they're people that are stuck in the middle, and they need to balance several financial goals, supporting children and sometimes parents. And it's become increasingly topical. And there are some obviously cultural differences that Craig is also going to help me unpack here. So many professionals especially support extended families financially, and it puts them in the middle of caring for their dependents and aging parents and, of course, themselves and their children, right? So according to Stats South Africa, about 13.4% of the country's households contain three generations living together. That equates to about 2.6 million households, where the financial pressure of caregiving responsibilities, living costs are often shared across grandparents, parents, and children, highlighting the growing financial strain placed on raising the middle class as they juggle these competing financial commitments while still trying to plan for their long-term financial growth and, of course, ultimately their retirement. So this conversation really strongly reflects the realities many South Africans are facing, where one income often supports multiple generations under one household. So Craig Lawrence, who's a CFP at BDO Wealth Advisors, is now going to help us unpack how those families can better navigate this competing financial priority environment while still protecting their long-term financial well-being. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you so much, Dawn. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about this topic, which I think is quite important for our South Africans at large. And as you say, it's quite topical. Looking forward to it.
So, look, with so many South Africans finding themselves responsible for both their children and their aging parents at the same time, how common is this double dependency? How are you picking it up in your practice?
It is fairly common. And I think the first thing to remember is that this term sandwich generation isn't unique to South Africa. Mm-hmm. I think it was first coined in the early 80s in the United States. So it's been around, you know, for more than 40 years. In South Africa, we see it playing out in a number of ways. You know, one is, and depending on the stats that you look at, you know, it's either 15% or thereabouts of households, all the way up to about 43% of households in some surveys. So it's affecting a large population or a large number of the population. But for me, I think, you know, whether it affects 1% of the population or 50% of the population in instances is irrelevant. You know, it affects people. And we're seeing the effects of this coming out in reduced retirement savings, increased financial strain on households, and with rising living costs, you're seeing deep pressure on the financial burdens in families.
I should think that it must be quite difficult for those individuals caught in the middle, you know, the meat and sandwich, as it were, to actually get their priorities right. Because I should think one of the first things that probably falls by the wayside is retirement saving.
Absolutely. You know, and I think the complexity of the problem is that it tugs on both our heartstrings and our purse strings. And if you're faced with a situation of having to take care of your family or put money away for retirement, the vast majority of people are choosing their families. And it just makes sense, right? I mean, it's the human thing to do. So already, you know, the often quoted stat in South Africa is that less than 10% of the population can afford to retire to any level of comfort. You layer that with the sandwich generation having to take care of their parents and their dependents, and those numbers, you know, look even smaller. So retirement savings definitely falls under pressure. Saving for anything, is pressurized in that environment. So it does put pressure on, you know.
Yeah, I suppose one of the problems is, you know, longevity is that we're all living longer at the end of the day. And then this is compounded by the fact that the older generation that are supported, you know, in this kind of dynamic, maybe also haven't saved enough for retirement, you know, and it becomes a sort of almost a sort of snowball effect, a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, is that, you know, parents haven't saved enough for retirement, and now, you know, the younger generation is trying to support them, and now they're not going to be able to retire either, and that, you know, is that burden now going to be placed on their children? You know, and this is where I think, you know, obviously getting somebody like a certified financial planner or, you know, a reasonably qualified advisor to actually help you navigate this space. Because I think one of the things that you really touched on that's really quite important is that there are soft skills required here. Their emotions are involved. You can't tell somebody to go and dump their parents.
No, quite right. You know, the first point I'd like to pick up there that you mentioned around longevity. At BDO Wealth Advisors, we're seeing a number of our clients living well into their 90s now. And the reality is that the people taking care of them are themselves often retired, you know, like in their 60s and 70s. Now, can you imagine if you're retired and you have to take care of someone else as well, in addition to trying to provide for your monthly or living expenses? It comes down to this very emotional, mental, and also physical strain. A recent article in IOL, I think it was, pointed out that the often disregarded factor in this is the effect that it's having on your physical health. You know, so people in their 60s or 70s are having to take care of aging parents. You know, it's not just about providing finance. It's making sure that they take their medication. It's ensuring that they're eating even, you know, on a daily basis. So the strain is real from that perspective. And then, yes, the soft skills. And I think, you know, you talk about, you know, CFPs these days, and there's a great trend for the industry that we work in to get, I wouldn't say to be more like psychologists or psychoanalysts or anything like that, but to understand behavior and to understand how, you know, we can talk to our clients about these things that are softer, but are equally important. You know, from my own personal experience with it, I had to take care of my aging parents for about 2 decades. I would have loved to have had a conversation maybe 10, 15 years before they actually retired to understand what their financial situation was going to be like, and so that we could plan accordingly. And I think that those are the types of conversations that add real value. It's looking at, you know, future planning, looking at the things that we want to be able to do for our dependents and for, you know, our parents in many instances.
You talked a little bit earlier about behavioral finance, and, you know, it's something that we CFPs have increasingly had to pay attention to. But I think it's something that also clients need to start to understand the way that they behave around money, right? And that... Yep. Particularly when it comes, because, you know, family unit, I mean, it's bad enough when it's just a husband and wife and you've got different financial behaviors, you've got different spending behaviors, you know, got different saving philosophies around two people. But now you've expanded that to at least 4 people, maybe even more, especially if it's adult children. I mean, more and more adult children, I don't know whether you found this in your practice, but more and more adult children are staying at home well into their 30s.
No, quite right. And, you know, in the South African context, there's many reasons for that. But that is a fact. And, you know, the strain then on taking care of that dependent, where they started out as, you know, actual dependents and then just became adult dependents in your life as you went through, means that you're going to have to take care of them for that much longer. And then you have the other end of the spectrum where, you know, the parents that you probably are taking care of, they're also living longer. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing that they're living longer. But you know, it needs to be thought of and taken care of. And so you touched also on the behavioral finance bit. And there's a lot of really great work being done in the space now on how we can, in understanding the behavior around money, plan better. I think that's really what it is. And finding out what's important to people. So, and I reflect back on the conversation, you know, you said you had with your dad. For him, education was of paramount importance.
Yeah.
So if you as a financial planner sitting down to construct a plan with him, you had to take that into account. You couldn't say, we're not going to worry about saving for your kids' education. You need to save for your retirement, right? I mean, it was equally important for him. And it's in the same vein when we're sitting down to talk about this sandwich generation taking care of multiple generations. If it's important to them to take care of their family, it needs to be factored into a plan. But you only know that it's important once you have the discussion, once you have the conversation.
Absolutely. That was Craig Lawrence, CFP at BDO Wealth Advisors, talking to us about the sandwich generation.